Devin Almonte here. Welcome. This is Insight Out, where we learn to look at our faith from God's eyes and figure out how to live that out in our everyday. When I get up in the morning, it's the usual routine. I'm up for a little bit. Usually the house is quiet if I can get up in time, and that's so nice. But I start the whole process of unloading the dishwasher, putting the dishes away, checking on laundry, doing my devotional. And somewhere in that whole time frame, I got sidetracked and I'm leaning on the counter right by the sink, right by the dishwasher, actually. And I'm on my phone and I am just scrolling through just ridiculous videos of people cleaning their kitchen. You've seen all these reels of people like, oh, look at me, I'm cleaning this. And it's funny, people are coming over and they just show how they're cleaning and organizing their house. Easily 10, 15 minutes of this. Watching people clean their kitchens instead of actually unloading our dishwasher. This is what I call a consumption problem. Watching, absorbing, taking in instead of doing. We consume far more than we need. Just look at your phone battery. If your phone battery dies during the day, you know, it's like 20%. Now you're on 7%. You're hanging on. The reason your battery is drained is because you have been on it all day. And that's when I panic. Oh my gosh, where's my charger? I can't be drained. And we are just stuck in that cycle. Think of all the things we consume. Social media consumption, all the snacks, more consumption, other distractions, Netflix. And we think taking all of this in is no problem. It even might just help us feel a little better or more relaxed. But instead, we are like that phone battery. We are drained, we are empty, we are more overwhelmed, and we are further behind. This verse speaks to me quite a lot. Proverbs 13:25, the righteous eat to their heart's content. That's the good part. But the stomach of the wicked goes hungry. Ooh, that's the tough part. The more I try to fill up on things that do not nourish, that have no nutritional value, pretty much most forms of entertainment, it just leaves us feeling sick. It leaves us feeling hungry, like the hunger has not gone away. But consumption of the right things, the things that God provides, that will lead us to peace and connection and purpose and joy, all good things. So if we are locked into that overconsumption, like feasting on all the things that have no nourishment, wondering why we are drained, wondering why we're exhausted, tired, and stressed, I think we've got a consumption problem.